Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome. It's Sunday night, and we're back again. It's 9:30 here in the UK, and it's the 3rd of April. Summertime is here. Do you know what? And I'm absolutely loving the weather we're having at the minute, even though it's just started raining again outside. But, you know, it's been a lovely day. We've had some lovely sunshine again today. It's been a really nice and warm day. Spent a bit of time with my nephew today out in the park, which was awesome. And he's growing up to be a right cheeky little monkey, which is really cool. He's taken after the rest of the family, which is what we like. So welcome to Raising the Vibration, and we do it with love. My name is John Sabin. You can get me on all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk. My email is John, J-O-N, at spiritualmedium.org.uk. All my contact information is on the website anyway, from Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So I hope you guys have had an awesome week since Wednesday, because we were here on Wednesday. Well, I've had a really interesting week this week. As per usual, we're going to go to our phone lines. We've got people waiting on the lines at the minute. But yeah, this week's been really cool. I've had a really nice week this week. We went out for that pizza event that we did with a few of the lads on Wednesday. That was great, and I won that lovely award, which was interesting. And then on Thursday, I had a lovely reading Thursday morning. When I was in Coventry doing. And then Thursday night, we had a bit of a Reiki share, because I'm an angelic Reiki healer, and we had some of the ladies round that have done the course, you know, from Gilly was there, who's in fact, I need to get Gilly on the show, actually, because she's very, very interesting. She's going through a lot of stuff at the minute as well with her new direction, I should say. She's just becoming a psychic surgeon, which is really cool, because she didn't know that she was going to do that. She does all this metaphysical stuff with the body and how the body, she talks with the muscles and things of what the imbalances you've got, what food intolerances and, well, let's say food intolerances, the stuff that's going on with you and your body, basically. Your body talks to her and tells her what it needs at that time. So the story with her, she did the angelic Reiki with me, the 1 and 2, and she also did the masters as well. And spirit came out on I think it was the last one that we did, just to give everybody some messages. And I said to Julie, I said, oh, I got this. It was one of, I can't remember who it was that came through, and some angels and an Arcturian that was working with her as well, which we'll talk about in a bit. And they were telling me to relay to her about something new that was coming. And she was like, oh, I didn't think I'd got anything new anyway. They were talking about psychic surgery. She was going, no way, no, no. She said, I'm not, you know, saw that coming or anything like that. So anyway, she went home that night, and they were going to practice the Reiki on her husband or fella. And they went through the metaphysical stuff with his body and asking him what he needed at that time. And everything that they said, the Reiki, the balancing and chakra stuff and all that kind of stuff, it said no. And then all of a sudden, psychic surgery came to mind. She's like, oh, gosh, well, what do I do? I've never done anything like that before. Anyway, they said that you should be guided. So they got him into a position, and her guide literally merged with her and performed this psychic surgery. I think it was in his stomach somewhere like that. And she said it was absolutely amazing. Absolutely, she could actually see inside the body, but it was raised slightly. And she performed this psychic surgery on him, and he said it was literally like he'd had something taken out of him. It was really, really cool. So if we can get her on, just have a little bit of chat about that. That'd be really cool. So I'll that's a good idea. I'll write that one down. So anyway, yeah, Thursday night we did this Reiki share, which was wonderful. We had some amazing energies. And I knew roughly what we were going to do, because we were going to go off afterwards and do some planetary and cosmic healing, which was really cool. So the whole group were taking up the tube of light in the Merkaba into the universe. And while we were up there, we were put in this circle with a pyramid, and there was a hole in the middle, and there was other circles of beings that were behind us as well. And the energy that was just being pumped through us from the divine down into Earth, and it was just the most wonderful experience for all of us. And we all got to chat and say hello to other different beings and stuff that were there as well. So we send our love to everybody that was involved in that, because it was an amazing experience, not just for me but for the group as well. And we're really looking forward to going back and doing that. And then on Saturday, I haven't done this for a while, it's called Tea with Spirit. Now, one of the spiritual churches and centres that I work with, which is Friends of the Spiritual Light in Rugby, it's Rugby Spiritual and Healing Centre. They do a day, which is 11 o'clock till 4, with about 6 or 7 mediums, and we sit at tables. We do mini readings for them. And like I say, I haven't done one for ages. And it was so nice, obviously, to catch up with some of the other mediums as well. But, you know, these readings are about 15-20 minutes they are that you spend with people. And they only cost about £4. And it's a lovely day. We had some amazing stuff come through, you know, evidence-wise, information that turns into evidence. So, that was 11 till 4 on Saturday. It was a wonderful day and lovely to see everybody at the church and the centre. So that was pretty awesome stuff. Tonight, as per usual, we're going to go to our phone lines in just a moment. If anybody's got any questions in the chat rooms, hi Marty in the chat room, and we've got guest 803 as well. We've got our angel numbers book tonight, so I've been prompted to bring that in, and also the Archangel Oracle cards. Now, I know, as I was shuffling these cards and clearing them, I was guided to pick one card for everybody. And funnily enough, it's just dropped on the floor as I've picked the cards up. So this is a bit of an all-rounder for everybody. And this is perfect to what we're going to talk about a little bit later on as well. And it's nurture is the card. As you nurture a child, you nurture your inner child. Both activities are important for you right now. So a bit of a global message there for everybody that's listening. Nurture is the card. Now, as we got to this beautiful stage of spring, summer here in the UK, you know, it's getting warmer. The whole energy of the place is just ramping up. It's absolutely wonderful. Like I say, we were out today and we popped into the park and got him some little bubbles and things for my nephew. And it was just lovely being outside. you know, with the trees all around. And nature is such a wonderful thing, because everybody knows that we're all connected, right? And we're all connected to each other, to nature, absolutely everything. What we perceive as being solid, as in, you know, wood, metal, all that kind of stuff, pretty much everybody knows that it's all energy. It's all energy, and we're all connected. We're all here for a reason as well. So get back out there. Get connected with nature. You know, spend some time in nature. Spend some time, you know, with the trees and the plants and the animals, and feel yourself come alive again. Especially for those in the UK and in Europe that are getting this spring, that's coming in spring, summer. It really does change you. It really uplifts you. And puts that spring back in your step. It really does. Okay, so let's go straight over to our first call. Oh, yes, we're back on. We've got an hour and a half show tonight, so we're going to try and help as many people as we can this evening. Let's go to our first caller. Hello. Hello.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry. I was talking to somebody else. I apologize.
No, I got that. Say hello to him for me.
I'm so sorry. I'm glad I got through. This is my first time calling you.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for coming to the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
That's okay. How can we help?
I have a question regarding situation that happened with me with my best friend.
Okay.
Last November, right after Thanksgiving, you know, I had an argument with him, and I decided to end the friendship.
Okay.
And we haven't spoken since. But somehow lately, for the last 3 weeks or so, I've been running into him, you know, on the street on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's still a connection, strong connection between us. And
yes.
I'm trying to understand what's going on, because I'm the kind of person, usually when I hand something, I never look back. But there's something here that I never experienced before. So I'm just trying to understand what's going on.
Okay. Your friend is being brought back around for a reason. You are right in saying there is a connection still there. Everybody that we meet, we do have some kind of cords or connection, you know, that you are supposed to have with that person. Sometimes it's we'll meet that person for a certain length of time. We'll learn our lessons, whatever it is, with them. And then when it's time to part ways, we do part ways. But if he's coming back round again, you needed to have that break. Okay, for whatever reason. So if you keep bumping into him, there is something else there, that the connection that you've still got. So it's one of those things where to reconnect again, okay, whether you bite the bullet or whether he bites the bullet, or whether it's both of you at the same time, and perhaps just say hello and see where it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't sure. I was just trying to understand it, because we see each other and we just pass each other by, actually. Mm. But he's actually kind of giving me eye contact, but I was the one who kind of just looked the other way. But even though I was looking the other way, I was always feeling like there's a strong connection. I'm like, this is crazy, because it's been like 4 months or so. So I'm done,
yeah.
You know, and then that's what I was trying to figure out. Are we going to reconnect again? Is that what they're trying to tell me? Or that's what I was
trying
to figure out.
Yes, very much so. I'm getting a big yes here. So the stuff that you two have still got to either sort out, it may be just for sorting some out. It might be clearing the air and getting this friendship back together because you've got to go and do something together. It could be absolutely anything, but trust in what's happening. You know, he's coming around. You know, he's obviously instigated a hello type thing. So next time you see him, perhaps you do it and say, look. At that time, I felt it wasn't quite ready, but now, you know, I feel we should, you know, have a chat and see how it goes, because it's such a shame once you've got, you know, good friends like that, and it was probably something silly or you know, when you look back at it, of why it ended, you know. So yeah, you know, bite the bullet and say hello and just see where the path takes you, because you're obviously meant to be together as friends for a reason, you know.
So what about just letting him reach out? Because he has kind of tried in the past by giving us some kind of eye contact, and I was just kind of not looking. You know, like a few times he's done that. So what about this time around, just being open, if you look, he nod his head ahead, nod back. You know, I just feel like, because he was the one that was at the time, I feel like it was wrong. I feel like it's for him to reach out. So I don't know. I'm just trying to see if I'm the one to reach out. You know, I'm just trying to have clarity on that.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, mate, for me, I would be the bigger person and I would reach out.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say, do you know what, he's tried to reach out a couple of times, and yeah, okay, fair enough, I've sort of ignored it a little bit, but I'm going to be the bigger person, and at now, you know, because he's obviously tried, and I'm going to say, look, all right, mate, you know, how you doing, let's have a coffee, see if we can sort something out, because, you know, like I say, yeah, somewhat daft and somewhat silly, but you guys are meant to be together for whatever reason, for however long that is going to be. You know?
So you just see things moving forward, because that's what I was trying to say. I said, you know, if I'm going to give it a chance again, I just want to make sure, you know.
Yeah,
it's gonna move
give
forward.
It another chance.
Okay.
You know, you will learn whatever lesson that you learn from that, you know, and for however long that you're going to be together, you know. But yeah, you might just have this reignited friendship, and you know, you're being in and out of each other's pockets again, and you know, it all really cool. I mean, fingers crossed it goes that way. But yeah, just. Go in it and just yeah see where it takes you.
Thank you so much.
All
for
right.
That. I'm glad now it's clear to me, you know, because I just didn't want my ego to stay on the way.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
So
all right. Take care, my friend. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Awesome. What a great first call. Yeah. You know, friendships. A lot of the time they do. Let's say disintegrate, because it is quite a good word, I suppose. You know, a lot of the time it is just silly stuff. It really is just silly stuff, you know. So, you know, young man there, let's hope he does the right thing and steps up and acknowledges that his friend's there again. And hopefully, fingers crossed, it all goes well for however long it's meant to. So God bless him. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Oh, you want to press the button there. Now, look. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. My name is Keita, and I was...
Keita. Hello, Keita. That's a lovely name.
Hi. Thank you. I was just wondering if...
I've lost you there for a second.
Can you hear me?
No, I lost you then for a minute. You'd vanished. Say that again.
I was just wondering if anybody, if there were any messages from Spirit.
Okay. First of all, they're telling me to go straight to the cards. So we're going to go straight to the cards for you. How many have I got to pick out? All right. Well, this lovely gentleman that draws through. He's only about 5'6", 5'7" in height. He's got a lovely smile on his face. Lovely smile. Okay, he's got lovely energy around him, which makes me aware that he's a family member. Okay, he's a family member in the past. He's going down two, so I'm going two generations. So he must be a great-grandfather or a grandfather energy that's around you. Okay. How many would you like me to pick, sir? Three, he says three. Okay, show me the number three. So let's just grab that one there. Which one else? That one there. Well, we've got some angels working with you as well at the minute. I've got Archangel Ariel that's working with you. Okay. Right, I've got to bring you some upliftment at this time as well, because I'm feeling a little bit low. Not just in my energy, but in myself as well, kind of emotionally. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that I've got a lot of questions as well that I've been asking lately. Is it you that says your prayers at night, or is it somebody that's around you?
I mean, I don't necessarily say them at night, but I kind of just talk to Spirit throughout the day.
Okay, cool. All right, well, in that case then, I've got a connection there with that, so I feel I should be perhaps just saying a few prayers before I go to bed as well, because they're always heard. They're always listening to you.
Okay.
I've also got, I don't know where this fits, but I've also got a child in spirit as well that's around. Don't know whether it's with you or whether it's somebody close.
Okay.
Okay. So if you know who that is, it's somebody that's around you. I don't know if it's a friend or a family member. Okay, let's have a look at the cards. So you are a powerful, loving and creative child of God. You are very loved is your first card. So remember who you are. Okay.
Thank you.
We tend to have this material world that's around us, and we forget who exactly we really are and what we're supposed to be doing and why we're here. Okay. And serving. Love is obviously our main aspect, for me anyway. And serving as well and helping other people. But sometimes you do have to make sure that you help yourself. I get told off for this a lot of times because I'm too busy helping other people and never help myself enough, you know, never look after myself. So that's one thing I need to give to you as well. So remember who you are, okay?
All right.
Your next card is Clear Your Space. Okay, this one is get rid of clutter, clear the energy around you, and use feng shui or feng shui, however you want to pronounce it. So with that, because there's a lot of stuff going on around you, they want to clear your energy bubble, okay, your aura. They want to clear it, and in fact, if you don't mind, we can send an angel over to do it now if you like.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, so we've just asked. Okay, Archangel Ariel's there with you, I'm being told. So we're going to ask Archangel Ariel to just clear that energy around you. You may get some little waves, slightly changes of energy that's going on at the minute. But don't worry, that's just Archangel Ariel just clearing around your energy, okay? We need to send you some healing as well. We've all had a lot of stuff that happens within our heart center and around the heart, okay? Because I've got this like a, it's almost like a little burning around the heart area. So we're going to send you some lots of love and some healing around your heart center as well, okay?
Okay.
So if you've got a lot of stuff around the place, yeah, around the house, have a good clear out. Yeah. Get rid of stuff that you don't need anymore, because we're coming. I'm talking like you're in England now. If you've got this, we've got spring over here, and a lot of people do a spring clean, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
they
get rid of all the clutter, they get rid of all the winter dust, yeah? They open the windows, and they bring all that new fresh air into the house and let it out the back, okay? And that's what I feel I need. That's what I feel I need to do with you, okay? Is have a good clear out as well. Okay. Oh, we've got relationship harmony as your last card. We angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved. Okay, so there's going to be like a reignition of passion. Okay, within a relationship, whether you're in a relationship now or whether you've got one coming. Okay. Archangel Raguel. So we've got lots of blue that's coming in with this as well. So I feel I need to communicate things a little bit better, okay? Because you tend to keep things to yourself a bit, don't you?
Yes.
You like to have a moan, just like everybody else does. But you keep some of that deep stuff within you, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, and I feel I need to release that a little bit more. Get it out there, okay? And it is a release. When you talk about it, you're releasing it. So a problem shared is a problem halved. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, lovely. That, and on this last card as well, it's quite funny because we've just done that energy clearing with you. And on the last card, the angel has just got this massive aura that's just full of beautiful colours. So I feel that you will start to feel the a lot clearer and a lot lighter as well. And you can do this in the evening and in the mornings, okay, where you can sit on the end of your bed just before you get up or just before you go to bed, and you can clear that energy that's around you. Okay, just ask your angels and your guides to come in.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Anything else, guys? They're bringing in a birthday present, so there must be a birthday that's either just come or just gone.
Well, my birthday was... Sorry, my birthday was in January. My birthday was in January.
January. Have you got one April, May?
Or, Some cousins.
Your cousins. Okay, cool. Brilliant. Mm. Okay. So just know that this that they're all with you. Okay.
Okay.
Brilliant. I think that's all they've got for you. So I'm going to leave their love with you. Have a wonderful day. Do some clutter clearing. Get it all out there. Get that fresh air in.
Will do. Thank you so much.
All right. Bless you. Thank you very much for calling in.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Wow, another great caller. What a lovely name as well. So with energy clearing and stuff, it's a very, very simple process. A lot of it is done with intention. You can literally just brighten up your aura just by thinking about it, you know, and clearing the debris that's off. Because everywhere we go, as we said about energy, okay, everywhere we go is energy. And if you're going into a place, we had a call a few weeks ago, okay, we had a caller a few weeks ago with workplaces and stuff, all right? And there was a lot of negativity going on around the workplace. But if you're in that negativity, you're drawing on it as well, okay? So every time you leave a space that has got negative energy, or it might be a household that somebody's having a lot of arguments in, or, you know, when you just get the feelings not quite right, always clear yourself afterwards. Call your angels in, call your guides in, and just ask them to clear that energy and see it being whitewashed. That's the best way to do it. See it being whitewashed, and then it's all sparkly and clear afterwards. When I do, we were at Teresa's sister's house the other day, and she had an iron thrown at her by spirit, or somebody in spirit anyway. Hey Walsh, how you doing? Nice to see you there. So she had an iron thrown at her off the top of the wardrobe as well, and they showed me where it was, and it literally flew across the room, this iron. But she's got how many kids? She's got four kids. And so obviously it's a busy place, you know, it is a busy place. And when you walk in there, you can feel that the energy is sort of like here, there and everywhere. And as we walked upstairs, I took my rods up, my dowsing rods. And as we got to the top of the stairs, I couldn't even walk in the bathroom with them because they just went straight out wide. Like there was somebody stood in the doorway. It was mental. I've never seen them go like that before. They normally cross over when you've got a bit of negative energy. But when it's like a spirit as such, like there's somebody stood there, like an aura. If you do it to a physical person and you walk up to them, obviously you need to attune them to yourself. But when you walk up to a physical person, they actually open up wide. And this was what was happening when I walked into the bathroom, just like somebody was stood in the bathroom. And we went into the kids' bedroom. That was okay. A couple of little pieces in there. And then we went into one of the girls' bedrooms, and it literally opened really wide in there. But then there was a guy that was in the master bedroom. Now, we got the ghost radar out to see if he would talk to us on the ghost radar. And you know what? He did. It was awesome. He came out with the castle. I got his age and the looks and everything else from him. He was about, if I can remember right, he was about 5'8". He'd got this little goatee beard thing going on. And he was talking about the castle because he'd come over from the castle. But I didn't know. He wasn't letting me know whether he'd wandered over from like years and years ago. It was just a wandering earthbound spirit or whatever, or whether he'd followed one of the kids, or we weren't quite sure. Eventually it took about an hour, but we managed to help him to leave to go up to spirit, brought the angels and stuff like that in, and then we cleared the rest of the top deck with sound vibration, with the Tibetan chimes and the singing bowl, and it was absolutely clear after that. It was really, really nice. And the final word that he said on the ghost radar before he went was death. And that's what he was worried about. And it was like I don't know whether he knew whether he'd passed or not. I'm not quite sure. And obviously I reassured him because I don't know whether he thought that death was beyond that or whatever. But, you know, just reassured him that life goes on, you know. And that's he was halfway there, basically, to wherever he was supposed to go. So it was beautiful. It was really, really nice. Really, really nice. So let's go over to our next caller. Some people... Tom, you're having a couple of troubles trying to get in with BTR. Are you in now, mate? It looks like he's in. So Howdy Gang from Pug Mama, Sol11, welcome. After 7 tries, BTR finally decided to let me in. Oh, bless you. Oops, psychotic. Glad everybody's getting sorted. I had a little bit of trouble earlier as well, actually, and my switchboard page has gone really strange. But hey-ho, there we go. Let's go to our next caller. Hello.
Hello, it's your friendly neighborhood pest from across the pond.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe how crazy BTR is acting today.
Yeah.
That was nuts. It wouldn't load, and then it wouldn't let me in the chat, even though my name showed up in there. It wouldn't let me type.
I saw you come on earlier, and then you disappeared, and I thought, oh, okay, then.
Yeah, because I was trying to refresh it because it wouldn't let me type in there.
Oh.
And even the first time I came in, I'd had to refresh the entire page like 4 or 5 times already. it was ridiculous.
Blimey. Oh, good grief.
Anywho, that was actually the reason I called in, because I was having so much trouble on the site. I said, cripes, I'm not going to be able to listen to the show unless I call in. And I said, well, what the heck, maybe Spirit's got something for me.
Yeah.
But
yes. Let's have a look. Oh, somebody's telling me a number. So a number from 1 to 1,000 to start with. What have you got? A number from 1 to 1,000.
Oh, you want me to pick one?
Yeah, sorry.
44.
Okay, let's have a look. 44. Oh, okay. The angels are giving you extra comfort, love, and support right now. Ask them for help with everything and listen to their guidance through your intuition. That's number 44. That's lovely. Let's have a look and see what else they've got for you. Oh, in fact, I've got a lady that's just drawing in now. She's giving me about 5'6" in height. She's a slightly larger than a medium build. She's got lovely energy around her, which is making me aware that she's very, very close to you. She's drawing a circle around the family. So she was around the family. Okay, my love. What have you got to say? Oh, okay. We've got a bit of a thing going on here with clearances tonight. So she's talking about your energy as well at the minute. All right, okay. She's got a couple of things going on because you're actually getting lighter and you've got a lot of busyness going on around you. So I feel I've got to clear the energy that's around you. And it's also getting ready for this new lease of life, this new boost that they're going to give you. She's saying two. She's giving... 2 months, you're going to feel a lot of changes emotionally and physically. Okay.
I'm sorry, you cut out for like a half second. Did you say in 2 months or we're within 2 months?
Yeah, between now and 2 months. Okay.
I see. Okay.
So you're going to start feeling these changes physically and emotionally as well. You're going to feel a lot more energy passing through you.
Okay. Oh, amen to that.
She's making me aware of my shoulders. Normally when they do the shoulders, that means that we carry a lot of stuff on our shoulders, okay? Carrying a lot of weight, so more releasing to be done there, because you seem to hold on to stuff on along your shoulders, don't you? Do you feel
I
that
have
weight?
A lot of neck pain and stuff all the time, yeah.
Okay. And that's what's happening. Because you're holding on to these worries and stresses and things, that's why you're getting the pains. Usually, it's things compensating. So if it's but for this reason, they're just making me aware of across the top of the shoulders, and that's why you're getting probably both sides of it instead of one side or the other. Okay, because one side's compensating, but the other side's picking up stuff as well. So they just want you to know, just let it be what it will be. Lovely energy shifts going on with you. Right. There's a lot of spirit working on the right-hand side of it. No, that's your left. A lot of spirit working on your left-hand side. For you, I do feel that your family stand on the left-hand side of you. So do you feel when spirit are there on the left normally?
You know, I'm not sure that I ever really gave it any thought.
Okay.
Is that peculiar? I mean, sometimes I'll definitely like feel spirit around me, but I don't know that I ever gave any thought to where, you know.
Okay. So, cool. Brilliant. Well, they're just letting you know that I do feel it's like, yeah, okay, they're saying awareness, okay? So that now that you're aware of it, you'll probably pick up on it a lot more. Everybody's completely different in what we do and you know, and how we feel things. My guides used to come in on the right-hand side, as well as some of my family did as well, and then they started changing to the left. My nan and granddad come in from above. And spirit come in from the front, so I can see them usually, even though we've got people that are working behind. So it always changes. So as soon as you get used to it, it will change.
I think the only time I had like an impression of somewhere, you know, related to, you know, spirit was a couple of months ago, like when I was out on my deck at night. I felt my ex-husband, and him I felt was in front of me.
Okay.
But I think that's the only time I really had an impression, although lately, just within the last week, just thinking about it now, I did have the impression that Mother Mary was around me, and I kind of felt like she was kind of behind me to my left.
Yeah.
But it was just something I never really thought about much. So.
No, a lot of people don't, but sometimes it is just nice to know. So Mother Mary's coming in from behind to the left, you see. And this is quite funny because a lot of people always say that your guides, or our guides and helpers, always walk behind us and our angels. And I'm like, no. I want my helpers and guides and my angels to walk with me, not behind me. You know? And that's pretty much how I want them to be. I don't want anybody walking behind me at all. I want them to walk with me, you know. But they do what they do. Okay.
Who am I to second guess one of the ascended masters? I'm not going there. So
exactly.
They can go wherever the heck they like.
Exactly. Okay, let's see what they've all got. Two cards for you today. Which one? That one. That one, we're under there, that one there. Okay. Down the end. Oh, four. One, two, three, four. That one there. Okay. So your two cards today are... Ooh, perfect. Prioritize is your first card. Focus upon your highest priorities. I will help you get organized and motivated. This is coming from Archangel Metatron. So I've got beautiful purple colours of spirit coming in there as well, with abundance. So I feel that there's with the prioritise, there's a list of stuff that I need to get through and get done, okay? And I need to tick them off one by one, and they're going to throw more in at the bottom. So as you're ticking them off, they're going to give you more stuff to do. Of this image now...
Hello?
Me?
Hello? There you are, okay.
Yeah.
You vanished for a minute.
Oh, vanished again. Okay. This image of you...
about an image, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I've got an image of you in this bubble, just sitting in the quiet, okay? And spirit are going to come, and it's like they're putting stuff into your... Oh, hang on a minute, this is going into the next card. I see where they're going with it now. Clairaudience is, so I'll give you this first. No loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people. So while you're sat in this bubble in the quiet, spirit are standing either side of you, talking to you. Okay? It will come. It will get louder and louder, but you will be able to. Okay. So we'll question it because you're thinking.
You're cutting it. You're gone again.
Gone again. I don't know what's going on with this tonight.
You were cutting in and out up till then, but I could hear you, but then you just went completely out again, so.
All right, okay. I don't know what's going on with all this tonight. So, yeah, just sit in the chair and they come in and talk with you and communicate with you, okay? So trust in what they're giving you.
Okay.
So they're trying to talk to you. Listen, be quiet, and enjoy every experience that you have with them in that moment.
Okay.
All right. I think that's it for a minute. Yes, yeah, so I'm going to leave their love with you. They're waiting to sit in this lovely bubble with you and notice changes.
So envision the bubble, huh?
Yes. Yeah, just sit there in a chair, like if you're sat there now, envision this big 3 foot above to the side, in front of you, behind you. Okay? You can take it out wider if you wanted to as well. You could take it out to the whole room that you're sat in. And notice the energy changes as spirit come in. You know when you get those little tingles and little cobwebs and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's when they're coming in close to you. And that's when you'll know then. Okay.
Cool. Oh, you know, somebody else I talked to earlier today, someone I'd never listened to before, and frankly, I didn't think that much of their show. It was like real hit or miss. Got a few things that rang a bell and a lot of stuff that didn't, but brought up the diamond that you told me last time I talked to you.
Ah, there you go.
And she said she thinks it's a diamond ring. I don't know, you just got diamonds, so I was just thinking, like, you know, gemstones, you know, like I get a pile of gemstones. She said, I'm seeing a big diamond for you. And she goes, I think it's a ring.
So, awesome.
And mentioned something about horses, a white horse in particular, and I couldn't remember who had said something about it, but once I thought about it, I think that might have been the first time I talked to you.
Yes.
I think you brought up something about horses. Or a horse, where I'd be living in the future. So.
Yes, we did. Yeah, because at first you couldn't take it, could you? The horse itself, and then it was it sort of progressed from there. But white horses, my friend's got some horses. I've done a bit of work with them on Reiki on them, and I've recently found out that when we see these pure white horses, that means they're almost ready to be turned into unicorns and not come back to this physical plane.
Wow, cool.
So they start, which is really awesome. And I had a horse come out in a I was doing church service the other week, and this horse came through, this beautiful black stallion came through and started communicating with his hooves, counting and all this, and it was the amount of horses that this woman had got in her stables. It was funny.
Huh. Because, I don't have horses or, you know, I mean, there's probably some in the countryside not too far from here, but I'm not, you know, I'm not aware of any of my immediate friends or anything that have any. But I think when we talked, I think you saw that in relation to where I'd be living at some point down the road or something. So,
But it's,
I just
it's
thought
great.
That was interesting.
Yeah, and it's great to have that extra confirmation as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're a much better reader. You don't throw out a whole bunch of stuff at me that doesn't make any sense to me.
Bless you. I just tell you how it is.
That's why I keep coming back and pestering you. Oh, I love you, John.
And it's lovely to have you on the show. You know that you're always welcome.
Oh, thank you, Dal. I'm sure you got a whole bunch of other people want to talk to you unless spirit's yelling anything in your ear for me.
I pretty much got it. A lot of clearing. Just do that clearing that's around you, okay? Clear your space, clear the energy. Seems to be a bit of a theme going on here today. Sit in that bubble, get in the quiet, and notice the stuff that's around you. Notice the little signs, because they want to work with you. They want to do stuff with you. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Dal. You have a terrific day.
Bless you, my friend. Take care. Bye-bye. Wow, awesome callers today. Loving spirit in the room. The energy in here is really ramping up a bit. We've just got an ascended master that's joined us as well. I know we were just talking about Mother Mary there, but we do have another one that's just popped in for some reason. We'll find out who that is in a minute. We've got Sol on one. She's got internet speed is good, so she doesn't have any problems with BTR. Only when less than 80 to 100 kilobytes per second. Oh wow, we're on Sky here. So it doesn't seem too bad. But anyway, that's what it is. So a little bit of a theme that's coming out today with clearing and clearing the energy around us, especially as there's a lot of changes going on energy-wise. You see on Facebook all these different things that are popping up, lots of messages from the archangels that are coming in to help us deal with this energy change going into this 5D thing or whatever it is that they're doing. To be honest, I don't know much about it. I read them sometimes, but I'm not a great follower of that kind of stuff unless it sort of jumps out at me. But yeah, you do feel the changes, and you feel the changes within yourself as well. You know that, I mean, I've been going through recently that wanting to move forward, wanting to get stuff going, and it just hasn't quite got there yet for some reason. You know, I've been putting things in my diary, thinking, yeah, I'm going to do that on that date, and I'm going to start getting that sorted, but then it just doesn't happen. I have to scrub it out again. I've got loads of scribbles in my diary, and then I've got to put it back a little bit more. But, you know, some of the messages that I had the other day for myself as well, that, you know, I am actually moving forward. Just sometimes I feel that I'm not, but it is in the right place. Everything's going exactly how it's supposed to go. So remember that for yourself as well, guys. You know, sometimes when you just feel stuck at that moment, you think, oh, you know, it's just not happening for me at the minute. What am I going to do? You know, just be you for a while, you know. Be in the now, yeah. We always look ahead. You know, I'm terrible for it, you know, with my diaries and work and all that kind of stuff. Always looking for doing the next event or this, that and the other. But sometimes you've just got to be here and be now and enjoy that moment, what is around you. Okay, let's go over to our next caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my...
That's okay. What's your name?
I'm Rose from California.
Rose?
Yes.
Lovely. That's a lovely name, Rose. From California. We've got some nice weather there at the minute.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you for that reminder about staying in the now. I think I've been doing also a lot of the clearing, working a little bit more on myself, but I'm wondering if there's any messages from the spirit in regards to that.
Okay. Oh, I've got another ascended master coming. I've got Buddha that's just come in at the minute. Have you within the now? That's a very Buddhist kind of thing that they do, that they sort of go by. So I'm just wondering why he's coming out. Because it's this you know the fat Buddha, the belly rubbing Buddha. He's the one that's coming at the minute, and he's got this beautiful rainbow colours energy that's coming. You must be feeling a lot lighter at the minute and a lot more clearer in your thoughts as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I am stepping forward. This is exactly what we've just talked about now, because you are actually moving forward, even though sometimes we don't think that we are still moving forward. Okay, I've got this image of you sat on the floor, okay, with a bowl in front of you, with some music playing. It's like a bowl of water. It's like a singing bowl with water in. And I've got some chimes and stuff going off and some candles. So I feel that I need to connect with a water element. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel I need to bring the calmness within that as well, because there's lots of messages within the water. Do you know what? It's almost like I'm looking in this bowl and I'm scrying in this bowl of water. So I'm seeing pictures, I'm seeing thoughts that are coming into my head. Oh, that's quite cool. So spirit are working with you. Yeah, go with that, because that's wonderful. If you can get time, get a bit of space, sit on the floor, get a little bowl of water with some candles and some chimes playing, and just sit and just soften your gaze into the water. You may get some ripples that just happen. That's just spirit rippling the water for you. And then you may start seeing some stuff through your third eye. It'll be images inside your head. Or you may get some smoke that comes off the water itself, okay, with the energy. Or you may get some pictures within it. So you know all about scrying and crystal balls.
Yes, I do. I had been meditating. I hadn't been for a little bit, but I definitely think water for some reason hypnotizes me. Very interesting that you mentioned that. When I was younger, often looking up from above onto the beach, I literally lose 10, 15 minutes, and it felt like a second went by.
Brilliant. Awesome. So, yeah, go for it. You know, get yourself back into that meditation and try exactly how we've done it there and see what you get, because I feel you're going to get some really interesting stuff come around you. It's almost like the rest of the around you is sort of all misting up as well. So there's lots of stuff going on with you at the minute. It's like I feel like I'm actually moving to other places. So I feel that you're not just working in this dimension and reality, you're working in others as well. You've been feeling really tired lately.
Yes, like I think a lot of people, I think there's a shift going on. There's a shift, I don't know, virtually I feel it, not only in myself, but in many people.
Mm. Yeah, there is. I mean, you know, it's the same over here as well. We went to see my friend earlier, and she's, like, really tired at the minute. And you will find that with the shifts that are going on. Pugmama's just put, we did get a big solar storm impact. So that might be part of the techno troubles. But with the energy-wise, the shift that's going on, it is affecting a lot of people, especially the lighter people as well, and the shift that we're going into this new consciousness thing that we're doing as well. But also, because you're working in other places, okay, they must be drawing energy from you, or in your sleep, you're going off traveling. But that's pretty much what I put it down to. Do yourself a lot of grounding in the morning as well.
Yeah, I've been doing yoga. I've said that I'd start doing it again. So 20-minute yoga and then meditation afterwards.
Awesome. Brilliant. Okay, is there anything else anybody wants to breathe? Oh, we've got to do a card for you as well. So lots of universal stuff happening with you. Wow. You're almost like you're spending time in other places more than you are here.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, I feel that way sometimes too.
Cool. Okay. But no, it's good. You know, it's good work that you're doing. Sometimes we don't get to see the work that we're doing. You may see it in your sleep. I'm terrible for this. This afternoon, I got really tired because we've been out in the fresh air and I hadn't done it for ages. And I went for Teresa fell asleep on the sofa, and I went to have a lay down in the bedroom. And I'm off, and I'm in different places helping people and doing different stuff all the time, whether it's daytime or whether it's nighttime. And it's like my body's not feels like I'm not resting. You know, because it's so real and so vivid that I'm there, you know, and I'm experiencing absolutely everything that I'm doing as well. So it will tire you out a bit. Okay, so your cards are Archangel Jeremiah, all is well. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand. And with this card, I've got the golden angel that's on one leg as well. And he, it is a he, has got this, he's got two sort of staffs in his hand, golden staffs that are sprinkling energy all around in like a, in a spiral all around him. So that no, everything is exactly how it's supposed to be with you at this time. Okay? You are in the right place, doing the right thing. Get back to that meditation of yours, and it's all going to start kicking off for you. And I've got here as well for your next one is Archangel Ariel, we spoke about earlier on, is spread your wings. Okay? Do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect and you are ready to soar. Okay? And I say that on a serve basis as well, because I feel that you're going to go out there and you're going to help people and you're going to serve humanity in whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah, that's me. I really do hope I can do that, and not only here but everywhere.
Yeah, brilliant. Get yourself out there and do it. Do what your heart desires. And yeah. Absolutely awesome cards. Brilliant.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. It's absolutely a pleasure to speak to you. Keep in touch with the show, and we'd love to hear from you again.
Okay.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Wow, what an awesome, blimey, blew my head away a little bit, that, all the stuff that was coming through. That was really, really cool. Really, really cool. So yeah, time is getting on, guys. Crikey, we've only got half an hour left to go in the show. Doesn't it fly by? Pugmama, the day before yesterday, the energy is knocked Dr. Flat, slept like I was in a coma. Awesome. Do you know, it's really nice sometimes when you get that as well, and you just get that solid, real heavy sleep. I thought I was having that the other night, and I can't remember what time we went to bed, actually. It was the night we went off. It was Thursday, the night we did that planetary healing. And I was wide awake to start with, and then all of a sudden I hit the deck, and I thought I'd had this like beautiful 8 hours sleep, and I woke up, I looked at the clock, and it said 2 o'clock in the morning. I was gutted, absolutely gutted, absolutely gutted. But there you go. Right, we've got some more callers coming in there. All me things going all over the place here. I've got different times for everybody. So I've got to go with the times and the people that have been in the longest, okay. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hello there, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you. What's your name?
Susan.
Susan, hello Susan. How can we help you today?
Well, I was wondering if my father's going to be all right, and if my daughter's boyfriend and girlfriend, her ex-boyfriend and his girlfriend are going to split up.
Ah, right. I thought I recognised the voice. You came to speak to us the other week, didn't you?
Did I? I don't remember.
Yes, yeah, because you got your daughter there in the background with you. He's, yes, I remember the story now.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, let's concentrate on your father. Is your father still here?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. He's going through some stuff at the minute, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going through some stuff. He's being taken care of in a medical facility.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, we won't go into details. But he's in the best of care there. I do feel somebody's telling me to put an angel in his room. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to send an angel across, okay? In fact, there's already two. Telling me there's two there already, but I feel I need to put, like, by a little angel of some sort and put that in his room, okay?
Thank you.
And they're doing lots of work with him, okay? I feel I need to put some colour in there as well, some flowers. Okay. So, yeah, get some flowers in there as well. Okay, we're in the other situation now. With your daughter's side of things, I'm still going with exactly what we said before, and that she needs to work on herself. She needs to look after herself.
Okay, she's just curious if they're going to split up.
yeah, she would be. And I'm sure they will at some point, but, you know, we'll leave that up to the divine, you know. Everything is perfect in its plan, okay? So, yeah, just get her to work on herself, look after herself, because she's got a baby, hasn't she?
Okay.
She's got a baby as well, hasn't she?
Yes, yes. Good memory.
Yeah. Yes, yes. They're reminding me. So, yeah, you know, get her to look after herself and not to worry about anybody else. Just look after her and her baby. Get themselves sorted. It will be what it will be with the other two, you know.
Yeah.
I know it's hard, but just send them love. You know, we all have these things where we have stuff that happens to us, you know, and we tend to send out those negative thoughts. Tell us to change all that. Send love to everybody and everything, you know, and she will receive love from that as well in however it comes. Okay.
Yes. Beautiful.
All right. All right. Bless you. Thanks for calling, Susan.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, bless her. Susan, good luck with everything. And we send love and healing to your dad on there as well. Okay. So we've got calls all over the place here. For some reason, this page, like I said, it's gone a little bit doolally from earlier. So I do have to go with the calls that have been hanging on the longest. So we're going to go to our next caller. Hello.
Hello, John.
Hello, how are
Ellen?
You? Hello, Helen. Is it Helen or Ellen?
Ellen, no H.
Ellen. Hello, how are you?
Terrific, thank you. And I'm calling from New York.
New York? Duh, I'm not going to start singing.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to sing either.
Oh, bless you. Bless you.
I've been listening now to the show for a little while, and this is the first time I've caught it. And I'm very interested. It sounds like you take general questions. Can I ask, does Spirit have a message for me? Or let me put it a different way. What would Spirit like me to know?
Oh, that's a great way of putting it. An absolute great way of putting it. So thank you very much, Ellen. Let's see who's going to come and work with you today. So first of all, I have Archangel Michael coming in very close. I do a lot of work with Archangel Michael, and he wants to bring some courage and some strength in for you at this time.
Okay.
He's moving stuff. Are you moving stuff at the minute, or thinking of moving?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
But I don't have a place located and everything. But yes, I would like to move.
Okay, it's coming, because he's moving stuff, so it's definitely coming. And he's also shifting your energy as well, because you've got to make sure that you take all that with you, because you've got lovely energy that's going on around you in your place, and he wants to take that over to somewhere new. Obviously, we know that the time in spirit is completely different to here, because they're not governed by time, so... It is definitely coming. There's going to be a little bit of work to be done, though, because he's bringing out hammers and stuff like that. So there's going to be a little bit of work to done to get it right and how you want it, okay?
Okay.
He's also taken... Well, I don't know if this is connected now. Because he's bringing me close to water. So I don't know whether this is... I don't want to put the two together... because we don't normally do that unless they tell us to, but I feel I need to be getting near some water, okay? We had water earlier as well, actually, so there's a lot of theme with that going on as well today. And it's nice. Have you booked a holiday, or are you going near water?
Well, first of all, I'm in New York, so I'm right near water. We're surrounded by water. And I am thinking of a holiday that would involve being around a shoreline of a different place, yes.
Awesome. Cool. So that's brilliant. That's why I'm seeing that then. So that's lovely. You're really going to like it there as well. You're going to like it a little bit too much. He's talking. Well, we've had prioritizing earlier, but I feel, is it you that writes lists or do lists, and you do lists in your head all the time?
I do write to-do lists, yes. That's one way of organizing my day and my thoughts and so forth, yeah.
Brilliant. And While I'm doing this, I know you just said about doing your thoughts and things as well, because with this list, I am writing stuff that I am thinking about and what stuff that's going on with me as well. So I feel I should be doing like a little bit of almost like a personal diary.
Of
like experiences and things, because things are changing with you. You're listening a lot more to what's around you and what's going on. So you're taking note a little bit more as well. Okay. Right, okay. Just going to pull your card. Okay. 1, 2, 3, that one there. Okay, thank you. Oh, okay. Compassion is your first card. Beautiful orange colours coming around this one. Soften your heart with respect to a situation and all the people involved, including yourself. Okay. So I feel I need to bring some compassion into yourself. Sometimes we don't forgive ourselves for stuff that we've done or stuff that's happened in the past for certain situations. So I feel I need to give myself a little bit of compassion. Okay. You finding your emotions up and down at the minute?
Yes, and my physical energy up and down at the minute too.
Yes. We were just talking about energy as well. So could be a number of different things there with the whole energy shift that's going on. But I've also you're quite good with your diet, aren't you? With stuff that you eat. But they still want to bring in lots of fresh fruit and vegetables.
Okay.
Oh, brilliant card. Pay attention to your thoughts and ideas that come to you. They are answered prayers. So it's claircognizance, okay? And you have a knowing about things as well, don't you?
Sometimes.
Yeah, okay. That's what this is. So it's starting to work a lot more with you, okay? So pay attention to those thoughts and the ideas that come in. Because there's going to be some really good ideas of things for you to do. Okay. Have you sold something recently or starting to sell something?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Bear that in mind, because I feel I'm going to be selling something. Or starting to sell something. So, you may get an idea of something to sell, something to do. Ooh, that's good. I like that. And the other card's even funnier because it comes out prosperity. Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. How cool is that? So they're going to give you an idea of something to sell, and followed by the next card is prosperity. They will give you everything that you need. So follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality.
Wonderful. Do you mind if I ask a follow-up question?
Yes, of course.
It's regarding this energy, and I'm feeling extremely low in energy today. I think Friday I felt better, and then Thursday I felt very emotional. So when you were talking about ups and downs, it has been very changeable, much more than usual.
Okay.
Can you give me more specific information as to what's going on?
Right. So there could be a few different things. With the energy shifts at the minute is, from what I gather from what I've been reading and with of people that's going on, the vibration is being raised on this planet. Okay, so imagine yourself at remember the old radio stations, you've got 88.87. okay. that's what we've been on, all right? And now with the way that the whole consciousness being raised, okay, through the universe and the spiritual side of things, with the angels and the creator and the universe, okay, so with Earth itself is being brought up to say 92.5%. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people that are sensitive, do you want us to want some water? You're all right.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's all right. Just checking. So we're being brought up to this 92.5%, for example. A lot of lighter people that are, how can I explain that? That are more in tune with their spirituality, okay, and that work in the lives and stuff like that are feeling it a lot more to those that aren't, you know, not skeptics, but, you know, for those that aren't as in tune as the rest of us. Okay, they will feel little bits here and there, but they won't get as much because obviously we're lighter. We've raised our vibration to a certain percentage higher anyway. Okay, does that explain it a little bit better for you? Yeah. The best thing I can say is just go with the flow. Emotions that come up because you need to get rid of them. You need to experience that emotion. But also, as you're getting lighter, you are probably feeling the energy of spirit that is around you as well. So you may have somebody that's around you that was very emotional.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's the clairsentient way of it working, you see. If I'm working, spirit come in, they'll bring how they felt, what they look like, and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes you get to feel their emotions, you know, of what they were like just before they passed, what they were going through and things like that. So there's so many different factors that it could actually be. And obviously food as well, you know. Always keep as much clean water through you as possible with fresh fruit and vegetables, and keep that energy. A big difference is what goes on day by day, you know. Half of one day you might be just sitting watching the telly and then just blurt out on something really silly. You know?
Okay. Well, I want to say thank you so much, John. I appreciate the reading and I really enjoyed listening to your show.
Bless you. Thank you very much, Alan. It's lovely. Thank you very much for calling in the end. So well done. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. Lovely calls that we're getting tonight. We've only got 20 minutes left on the call lines. We've still got a few to get in there. So we're going to go to our next caller. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, very well, thank you. Who's this?
This is Tony.
Oh, hello, Tony. How's things? Where are you, Tony?
I'm actually in North Carolina.
North Carolina, awesome. Awesome. How can we help you this evening?
Yeah, I had, some creative book projects I was looking to take on, and I kind of just wanted to find out what that path would look like.
Sorry, what were you looking to take on, did you say? Some
creative book projects.
Book projects. Oh, awesome. Okay. Right. So is this something that you're doing yourself? Because somebody's shouting out publishing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's something you're doing yourself and you want it to get out there?
Yes.
Brilliant, because whoever it is that's shouting publishing, there's going to be something that's going to be published. Okay. I don't know which one it is, but they're just going publishing.
Because I was actually looking to publish myself, and I was just wondering, like, you know, basically going that route instead of a traditional publishing route. With that, I was trying to figure out that route about more.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of different things you can do there because you can do the self-publishing now, can't you, with Amazon and all that kind of stuff. But there's it's going to take time. It is going to take time. It's going to take a lot of perseverance. But there is somebody that's going to take one of them.
Oh, you don't mind if I go the traditional route?
Yeah, there is somebody that's going to take one of them, but it's going to be a lot of blood, sweat and tears getting it to the right person. You're going to learn a lot of lessons on the way.
Gotcha.
Okay. But in the other hand, you see, because I'm being drawn back to another one now, I do feel that I should do a little bit of self-publishing to get that experience.
Okay.
Let me just have a look at the cards that are going to bring you. Right. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of different experiences you're going to have there. You're going to get literally pulling your hair out with some of these publishers. But don't worry, because the ones that you'll go to, if you'll find the right one in the end. Yeah, it's almost like I've got to say to you, you're going to kiss a lot of frogs. Yeah, but in publishers. Right. But just know that The ones that don't work, you're not meant to be with them for a reason, okay?
Okay.
But yeah, persevere with that one. But yeah, do a little bit of self-publishing because that's really going to help you as well. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. So we've got hello from heaven. Your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel their loving blessings. So they're coming to work with you. They're just letting you know that they're there. They're coming to help you on these projects. And as I'm looking at the card, I've got the angel Azrael that's standing there, and she's got a blue sash on, and the blue sash up to the left-hand shoulder is like somebody's sitting right next to a shoulder. So they're making me very aware that they're working very, very close with you on these projects, okay? And with your life as well. You're going to get another idea for another project, okay? Have you done stuff about your experiences in your life yet?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the one that they want to work with you about. Okay. So that's the one that they want to get out there. Awesome.
Okay.
Because that's where the counselor card comes in next, and it says you are a natural counselor, and many people will benefit from your guidance and reassurance. So there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to have that help. Yeah. From your experiences and your guidance within that project that you're doing.
Okay.
There's another one there though. There's another one there. Have you got an idea for another one at the minute?
Well, since they're children's books, I have like a few ideas.
Okay. Yeah, there's another one there. So, right. Okay. So you've just said children's books because I felt there was an adult book there.
I have like a bit of an adult story as well.
Okay, awesome.
But I wrote that one as a screenplay.
Brilliant, fantastic. Oh, that's something good, isn't it? So go with the flow, mate. Do a little bit of self-publishing. Go down the traditional route and persevere with it because somebody's going to take it and they're going to be quite excited. They're going to be quite excited about it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Bless you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
No problem at all, my friend. Good luck with everything. Let me know how you get on.
Definitely will do. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye bye. Awesome. Great to have a little bit of a different call there as well, a little bit of a different subject. We've had some great subjects tonight as well. Writing a book, I mean, that's crikey. I know how hard that is. I'm doing a couple of books of my own, actually, at the minute, which is an ongoing project about my experiences and how things happen with me. In fact, there's two. The beginning, which is the first part of my life, having all the experiences and stuff, and the nightmare side of it as well. I say nightmare because, it's been a colourful life, let's put it that way. And when I first started getting into this, it was literally something you'd see on a horror movie. But, you know, it is what it is. So that's not one part of... for a while, and the second one is from the first day the first day I started my spiritual work and all the experiences that I'm having up until now. One day I will have somebody come along and say I'm going to help you with that and we'll get it out of there, because I'm rubbish at writing. I know what I want to say and I know what, you know what I mean, completely different. We're running out of time. We've only got 12 minutes. Back on to our next caller. Is he going to connect? It's not connected now, so I don't know what's going on with that. So somebody on 210, some reason, it's not connecting to your call. So I'm just going to put you on hold if I can for a minute. No, it's not going to work. So 2106, I'm going to drop your call because for some reason it's not connecting. Okay, so I'm going to just up if you can call back and I'll answer you again if that's okay. In fact, it's not even doing that now, so I don't know what's going on with the energies. Oh dear. So there's obviously something going on. Hopefully, it's just those stairs and things going. Who knows? So what else we got in the chat room tonight? However, it's generally thought that the sun and or the CMEs are, etc., are what is primarily carrying the light process by heaven's decree. And all the chemtrail is the government's attempt to block much of it from reaching us. You're dead right as well. I'm a great believer on all that, what they do in the background, because they're not very nice, are they? So if 216 can call back in, I'm still listening, I can answer your call. Over to this one here and see if we can get a connection. Oh no, I don't know what's going on here now. This is a nightmare. Back for a minute and see if we can connect in for 257. Okay, just to see if it does connect. Not going up with these calls at the minute. We'll have to get on to Blog Radio and see what the crack is with those. So yeah, a couple of things that we were going to talk about as well tonight, which we can get in now, is we've talked a little bit about nature and getting out in nature and putting out. Oh, I don't know what's going on. Pug Mama, it's just one of those evenings. We've had rain, nothing major. There's a little bit of rain. But we'll keep going and hopefully it's stuff out. So 2-5 well, if for some reason it's not connecting, time stopped as well on the call there. In fact, they all have reasons. I don't know what's going on there. I mean, look, 257, if you want to call back in, we'll try again. We'll just off there. Oh, such a shame we're not going to get to the rest of the show. So, naturally, get yourselves out. Soul on one, yeah, we'll do something for you now as well. So get yourselves back out in nature. Feel nature. And do you know what? Get that connection, you know, with nature. It's awesome, absolutely awesome. So let's have a look if we've got anything on that comes in there. We are Galactic Beings going to talk about as well. We do a lot of work with Galactic Beings in the Angelic Reiki. There's a lot of stuff at the minute about UFOs and, yeah, Pokemon or the governments and stuff like that. It amazes me how the governments have managed to deny these kind of things all this time. You know, you've got people that are high up within government places now that are actually coming out about all this stuff. You know, and all these secret societies and stuff like that are, you know, trying to run the world, etc. and stuff. But, you know, the Galactic Beings have been here, you know, a lot longer than we were, you know. And they're helping us with our ascension and, you know, everything that's going on this planet, you know. Because there is we're in this, the Earth is not the lowest of the vibrational planets. There's another one that's lower than us. Obviously there's a lot that are a lot higher as well. And, you know, these beings that come and help us with all different aspects of our lives, you know. And there was a great article that I read once about all the nuclear stuff, with all the nuclear stuff that's testing and all that kind of stuff that's gone on, in theory, the Earth should be in a bigger, worse state than what it already is because of all the radiation and everything else that should be here. But the galactic beings actually come down and get rid of this debris that would be floating around for us. You know, and that's just one of the things they do. They obviously have, they help us with the healing, with nature and planet Earth herself, you know. And you see all these films that they put on the TV about, I mean, look at the new Independence Day, you know. And that's just another form of them trying to get it out there that we shouldn't interact with these beings and stuff, you know. And they're here to help us. And that's just the way that they do it. Okay, so a quick card for Soul 1-1, and I'm going to try another caller. But all the clocks have stopped on. Oh no, they're moving again now. Oh, okay. So I've got a couple here for you. I've got Victory. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith. okay? So I want, and also prioritize as well for you. Focus on your highest priorities. But as I say priorities, I get the feeling it should be strengths, okay? Strengths. So focus on those. Help you get yourself organized and motivated. So I've got a couple of minutes. I do apologize for all the technical issues that we've had going on this evening. let's go to our next caller and see if we can connect. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello, we've managed to get through. I'm so sorry. Everything's been going a bit doolally tonight.
I see.
I've literally just got 5 minutes left of the show. What's your name? How can I help you?
My name is Cindy, and I just had a quick question. I have a friend that's kind of pushing me away, I feel as though, and I just wanted to see what you, or spirits, what they felt was going on.
Okay. Okay. All right, okay. Blimey. Is there a little bit of jealousy around your friend at the minute?
Not that I'm aware of.
That she's got with you?
He's a male. He's a male friend.
Okay. Because that's the only word that's coming to mind at the minute, so I don't know what's going on there. So I have to give you that because I have to pass on the information that they give me. Okay, so if he's a male friend, just going on my own head there, is there something that you've got that he wants?
Not that I'm aware of.
do you think his feelings may have gone a bit more towards you than a friend, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, possibly, but I don't. I mean, I try to keep in contact with him, and it just seems like he ignores me a lot.
Oh, okay. Okay, come on. Just wait and see if anybody else is going to bring anything else in. I'm getting mixed feelings going on here. There's something that's mixed feelings with him. Okay. But I'm not sure whether it's mixed feelings towards you or whether it's with somebody else or himself. So there's something that he's mixed up about at the minute. I feel that he's having a little bit of time to himself. My hand's gone really warm, my fingers. The angels are actually holding my fingers. Why am I feeling this? I feel like they want to hold my hand.
I mean, I don't know. I started kind of getting a feeling that maybe he started seeing someone, and I'm not aware of it.
Yeah.
Are you picking up on that?
I was just going to come to something similar, because with this mixed feeling thing that's going on, friendships, the best thing I could say to do is to ask, because I'm not really getting, I'm getting mixed kind of feelings, that's what I'm getting with this. I'm getting a little bit of, the jealousy was the first thing that came in, okay, and I'm getting mixed feelings from him. So the best thing I could say is communication.
Okay.
Ask him outright.
All right.
What's the crack?
All right.
Is everything all right? You know, have I done something wrong, or, you know, just make sure that he's okay and, you know, and everything's all right with him. There's quite a few with the communication side, you know, it happens to a lot of people, whether it's friendships or relationships, and I'm a big one for it. As soon as communication breaks down, forget it. It's all gone. So keep up the communication. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
No problem at all. Bless you. Thank you very much for calling in. Take care. Cool. Blimey, I've only got a minute or so left to go tonight, so I'm ever so sorry. Oh, hang on, let's see if we can get into this one quickly. Is it going to work? Yes, hello. How you doing?
Hello, John. This is Walsh. I'm Tom. I chatted with you earlier from Maine.
Yes, I know how you're doing. All right. I know you've been there somewhere, and they've just said take that call quick.
Yeah. I just want to know... what spirit has to message for me as far as leaving this negative environment and going somewhere else to pursue my ascension work?
Cool. Get out of that negativity straight away. Get out as quick as you can. Keep that protection around you, okay? You've got some time left there, though, before you move, okay? Because there's still stuff you've got to do.
Yes.
I feel I've got to do some earthly stuff where you are for that energy. Oh, I've literally got 60 seconds left, mate. I'll send you a message on Facebook because I've got you on there, haven't I?
Yes.
We'll have a chat. If you've got Skype, we'll have a chat tomorrow or something. I'll get hold of you.
Sounds great.
Yeah, awesome. Tom, thanks very much for calling
in.
All right, mate,
I'll
have a chat with you tomorrow. All right, mate, take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, poor old Tom, bless him. He's been waiting ages as well, so we've just managed to get in there. 30 seconds left to go. Everybody, thank you very much for a wonderful show. Do apologise about the technical issues tonight. What a pain that has been. But thank you very much for everybody that's called in. Get yourself out there, guys. Get yourself out in nature. Get some self-healing in for yourself as well. Go and love everybody. Have those wonderful experiences that you're going to have. Back again on Wednesday, everybody, with John Sherry, the Energy Reader. It's going to be a great show. We'll see you on Wednesday.